Imagine that you are somewhere and we are gathered all around and we are thinking and listening and listening and thinking and feeling, and it may work. There are some things I can't say on the air, but I want to talk to you as brothers and sisters, beloved, and I want to talk about the elections a little bit. I want to thank all of you who went out and voted. I saw a lot of you at my polling place at Northwood Elementary School, and a lot of us in our African-American neighborhoods did go out and vote. And you see, with this tie, you think your vote doesn't count? Suppose some more of us who could have voted and didn't had gone out and voted. And so to you who voted, God bless you. To you who did not, shame on you. I hope you will learn from this experience how important your vote is. And remember South Africa, when they had not voted for, ever had a chance to vote, how they stood in line for 8 and 9 hours and more, carrying those who couldn't walk on their shoulders, with tears streaming down their faces for the privilege of voting. And it is a privilege. And as I think about this time, I want you to know there's a word I'm going to use that may sound very strong to you, but think about the true meaning of this word. The word is to despise. To despise does not mean to hate necessarily. It doesn't mean to hate at all, really. It means to look down upon, to not think highly of. And I think we see from this election, and we're going to see more and more, and we've known some of this all along, but it just came home to us in great force, that we are a despised people, that many of those in power want nothing to do with us. We are the political kiss of death, the political poison. And I want you to hear something I wrote when we dedicated the slave ship at the Great Blacks in Wax Museum. And it fits the way I feel today. This happened over a year ago, October 29th, 1993, and I think it still suits our case today. You know, our old folks call hard times the storm. And we are, as African American people, going through some hard times. Now, we may have jobs, some of us, but look at the NAACP, that great organization. Look at Howard University, where they're having to lay people off and to make the budget meet. We're having some hard times, but we've had some hard times before. And we call the hard times the storms, especially for you. Something I wrote to call Remember the Storms. And there's an old spiritual that will run throughout this. Hope you'll hear it and remember it, and maybe before the end of this, sing it with me. We'll stand the storm, and it won't be long. We'll anchor by and by. We'll stand the storm, and it won't be long. We'll anchor by and by. Remember the storms, Africa. I remember my father, my mother, my sisters, my brothers. I remember the others. In Africa, when we remembered the dead, we wore white. And tonight, I wear white, and we remember the storms. We'll stand the storm, and it won't be long. We'll anchor by and by. We'll stand the storm, and it won't be long. We'll anchor by and by. We were kidnapped by Arabs and whites. Sometimes they were